This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdal. Once upon a time, in days that somehow seem very, very long ago, a North Korean missile launch, then a Russian spy boat, and a resigned national security advisor, and a disastrously rolled out executive order might have done a bit of a number on Wall Street. You know, just a bit. But despite all that, the markets are doing pretty well, thanks. Marketplace's Sabri Benishore explains what is going on Wall Street.
This is what you call a bull market. Willie Delwich is an investment strategist at Robert W. Baird.
We've got the S&P 500, the NASDAQ, the Dow, each making new all-time highs, you know, every day for the past 5 days, which is something we haven't seen in, I believe, a quarter of a century.
Now, some of this is tied to Donald Trump's campaign promises. John Stolfus is chief investment strategist with Oppenheimer Asset Management.
Lower taxes, less regulation, and a large infrastructure spend.
Lower taxes, by the way, means more corporate profit, means higher stock prices. But what about the whole constant, relentless stream of things hitting the fan in Washington?
Most of the chaos surrounds foreign policy.
Steve Blitz is an independent economist and longtime market watcher.
And nothing really is chaotic, at the moment at least, about this planned domestic agenda in terms of the economy.
Both Paul Ryan and President Trump today insisted tax reform is coming. But the real story here isn't in Washington or court battles or national security advisors. It's in the numbers. Richard DeKayser is corporate economist with Wells Fargo & Company.
A couple of weeks ago, we learned that in the month of January, payrolls increased almost a quarter of a million jobs for the private sector. That was way above expectations. Inflation has beaten expectations. Retail sales have beaten expectations.
Could something happen that could wreck Wall Street's party? Oh, yeah. But for now, the numbers are carrying the day. In New York, I'm Sabri Benishore for Marketplace.